He's called a Wizard of Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, daughter and announcer, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Let me tell you about how to get some information on stem cell therapy, and then I'm going to finally get to something that I meant to tell you about in the first hour, and I'm finally going to get around to it. Tree mulching, the next column that I have done for the Dallas Morning News, because it fits right into some of the other things that we've been talking about today. And I wanted to give you some details, but jump on here whenever you want, 866-444-3478. I had stem cell therapy on a torn knee, torn meniscus, and worked beautifully. It works better for some people than others, but for me it was just amazing how fast and how thoroughly it worked. Dr. Darcy is who I used. It's who you can get a free consultation from. No obligation at all. You can just have a consultation and see what the price is, see if the doctor recommends it for you, if it would help with whatever trouble you're having with joint situations or anything else. And here's how you do it. You just call this number, set up a free consultation, 469-600-8794. Achieve Vitality is the name of the company. AchieveVitality.com, I think, is the name of the website, but I'll double-check that. Make a note here. Anyway, let's talk about tree mulch. That's what I've been trying to get to. Tree mulching is where mulching is done, where the most mistakes are made. And it's kind of interesting. I've never looked at it from that angle. There's good mulching and bad mulching. You know, you start off with the simple conversation about which mulches are good and which mulches are bad. The horrible mulches are things like ground up rubber and the dyed ground up lumber, which can be contaminated and looks terrible even if it's not. And then you get into the ones that are used a whole lot that I don't recommend, pine bark mulch being the top of the list there, because it doesn't stay in place. It washes and blows away. The cypress is an environmental issue, the way it's harvested. It's shipped across the country for the most part, and it's mostly wood, and it doesn't break down. We actually want mulch to break down fairly fast. That's how we feed the microbes and really build up the health of the soil. So it's not real high on my list. Well, what's high on my list? Oh, and another one I don't like at all is the chocolate stuff. The chocolate mulches can be very, very dangerous for dogs, especially little puppies. What do I like? I like ground-up, shredded, or chipped, either one. Somebody brought up the fact yesterday when I was doing my talk here at the Mother Earth Fair in Belton that some chippers make chips and some chippers do a munching, and that's right, and make a more shredded material. If you can get the more shredded material, that's good, but either one of them will work. Ground up native trees, just a mixture of trees, including the trash trees and including cedar. Cedar's wonderful in the mulch. That's what we do recommend. So that's where the first conversation about mulch comes. But when you start talking about mulching beds, and it's not that big a deal. You mulch the beds, you know, don't cover the plants up completely and use whatever mulch you like. The ones I recommend will work the best for you. But when you start talking about mulching trees, you get into the health of the tree. It's a bigger deal about deciding not only what to use, but how to use it. So that's what I wrote a column about. It'll be the next one that'll run in the Dallas Morning News this coming Thursday, and then it'll show up on DirtDoctor.com after that. And I talked about a couple of things. One is that I used to be wrong. I used to recommend the wrong kind of mulching for trees. I used to tell people and write about it and put it into my landscape projects and the specs and the whole deal to put, after the plants are planted, a thick layer of mulch, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 inches, real thick layer of mulch across the entire bed. where you've done new landscaping. Well, the only problem with that is if there's any trees in that bed, you've buried them. You've put mulch up on the flares and probably up above the flares up onto the mulch because you probably got them planted too deep in the first place. So my recommendations on mulching in general have evolved to the point, or mulching trees in general, is that we start off on the outside edge of the disturbed area, the hole, in other words, the big, wide, ugly hole that we recommend. We start there with the mulch being not 4 or 5 or 6 inches deep, but only about 2 inches deep. And then you let it get thinner and thinner as it gets closer and closer to the trunk of the tree. And it doesn't matter whether it's a big shade tree, or an ornamental tree or a fruit tree. We want to have planted the tree properly with the flare real high, which is not done very often. And then we want to mulch so that when the mulch gets near the trunk of the tree, there's bare soil. There's not any mulch right at the trunk of the tree. That way we know for sure in the beginning and then in future years whether soil is eroding in or mulch is blowing in or whatever is happening to cause a buildup on that area next to the flare. We want that flare to be dramatically exposed in the beginning and continue to be dramatically exposed for the life of the tree. Several people at the event yesterday asked me about fruit trees and were having problems with things from plum curculio to peach leaf curl to whatever, borers, various kinds of things. By the way, borers, I'll tell you about something specific. Let me make a note here. But anyway, in general, you can eliminate those disease and those insect problems by doing what? The sick tree treatment that we talked about in the beginning of the show. In other words, the beefed up basic organic program. What's an important step in the sick tree treatment? The most important step, exposing the flare dramatically. Those of you listening to me that haven't before or haven't done what I recommended before and have fruit trees, I'll bet you any amount of money you want to bet that you've got the flares too deep in the ground. Because they come to you too deep in the containers. Even if they're bald and burlap, even if they're bare-rooted, they're going to be too deep when you get them. And most people plant them then thinking that that little crook or that swelling is what ought to be right at ground level. Well, that's the graft union on a fruit tree. And if you do that, if you plant that tree so that that graft union is right at the soil surface, you've planted the tree about 8 to 10 inches too deep in the ground. And that's way too deep. It's why you have a lot of problems with fruit trees. Now, we're not going to eliminate 100% of the problems if we plant the trees properly, but we're going to eliminate 99.9% of them because so many of the problems are related to stress caused by being planted too deep in the ground. You know, putting synthetic fertilizers on them and pesticides and doing other toxic things that are written about and talked about and recommended, even at the university level, are things that can cause the problems also. But the most common cause is too deep in the ground. So we mulch so that we don't have any mulch at the base, at the trunk of the tree. Now, the second part of that, and I put this in the column, the almost as bad as piling the mulch up on the tree, and I showed some pictures of the volcano mulching like is done so badly in Houston and surrounding towns and even in Dallas and other places too. But Houston, for some reason, does it worse than anybody. That's the ultimate bad mulching of trees is to build a volcano of mulch piled up on the trunk of the tree. If you have that or if you have you live in a city where it's being done, you need to complain to whoever you can complain to and get that mulch taken off of those trees. You probably, after doing that, need to go down into the soil more also because if they were bad enough horticulturalists to build a volcano of mulch on the base of the tree, they probably planted the tree too deep in the ground also. And so you go down and expose the flare. And I was telling some people yesterday, if you go down in the ground and you discover, oh, here's the top of the ball, here's the burlap, it's on top of the ball. That may not be the top of the ball. You need to take the burlap off. You're going to find probably the twine that's used to hold it is the kind of twine that won't even break down. It's plastic, and that needs to be removed. But you need to remove the burlap and take the soil off that's under the burlap that'll be too high before you are finished. And then you leave it that way. You leave it exposed, and that will create a situation where the tree's going to be happy. More on this when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
Tired of pain, sickness, and poor health? Before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's healing power to repair damaged tissue. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. Infinity Stem Cells exceed industry standards. Receive a free consultation by calling Achieve Vitality at 469-600-8794. That's 469-600-8794 for the free consultation, or go to AchieveVitality.net. That's 469-600-8794 or AchieveVitality.net.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment that contains over 70 minerals and trace elements. It will improve root systems, yields, and general plant vigor in your garden, lawn, trees, field crops, and garden vegetables. Azomite is also a natural feed additive for chickens, livestock, and horses. Ask for Azomite in your local garden center or hardware store. If you need it in bulk or would like it delivered directly to you, then call Mike at 301-219-7540. Get better results today. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I've got one more related thing to mulching to talk to you about, plastic and mulch. Let me do that after we talk to a few people, though. And we'll need to talk about borers in just a minute as well. Linda in Fort Worth is next up. Hi, Linda.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
Well, I have some very old, tall post oaks that dumped a lot of very small acorns on my yard, and then I've got some other acorns from other trees that are about, you know, two-thirds of an inch long. But I'm wondering, what's a good thing to do with all these acorns other than just having them taken away by the city?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I did. We had a lot. Everybody had a big crop of acorns this year, and it came from the big, heavy rains that we had followed by, you know, drought. And when that happens, the plants react by trying to produce as much fruit and seed, you know, for their future as they possibly can. So pretty much all the different oak trees had abundant supplies of acorns. I blew mine into areas here and there, and then I picked them up the way I picked up the ginkgo fruit. I did it with a shop vac, and it works really well. You just rake them or blow them into, you know, piles in different areas, so you got as many together as possible, and the shop vac sucks them up just great. And what you do with them is you put them in the compost pile. They're loaded with protein and all kinds of trace minerals and all kinds of good stuff for the compost pile. You can make a compost out of just 100% acorns, or you can mix them with leaves and other debris, and it would be even better.
Okay. I'll do that. That sounds good.
It works well, and it it gives you a really nice, productive tool to use later on.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Linda. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Here's Emmett in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Hello, Emmett.
How you doing today, Howard?
Doing well. How about you?
Doing great. Hey, I got an asparagus bed that's about 4 or 5 years old. And last summer, the Bermuda grass got to creeping into it. And, you know, it's hard to dig that out with them asparagus roots there. But when that asparagus comes up and the Bermuda grass starts, if I was to cut that asparagus, you know, when I pick it down underneath the ground, could I spray that Bermuda grass with the weed crush product?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you can, Emmett, but I don't know how effective that's going to be, because the problem, as you probably know, with Bermuda grass is it self-propagates so efficiently from underground rhizomes.
Come on.
You know, so the weed crush or any of the organic herbicides are going to have a hard time killing that rhizome system. That's one of the things that I was telling you that the Pure Grow people that are here at the expo in Belton with me, and we're talking about coming up with more powerful organic herbicides that will work on woody plants even. So maybe in working on that, we can come up with something that works better for the Bermuda grass. The problem is, even if you weren't organic and stepped over the line and used 2,4-D not 2,4-D, but any kind of a herbicide like Roundup or any of them, you do more damage to your asparagus parts that are underground than you would to the Bermuda. So really and truly, I got bad news for you. The only thing you can do is physical removal.
Okay. You got time for one more question?
Oh, sure. Yeah. One more thing on that. One thing that you might try if you haven't already, there's two tools that you might try that if you haven't that can help you with this. One of them is a Japanese planting knife. It's called a Hori Hori knife. And some of them are better than others. Some of them are real heavy steel and really bigger than others. The bigger and better quality you buy, the better. One side will be sharp, and the other side of it will be serrated, and it's sharp, and it will saw, and you can use it to stab in the ground and rip some of those rhizomes out of the ground. It will help you with the hand removal. The other thing that you might try if you haven't already are a little hand claw cultivator. You know, it has three claws.
Yeah.
Roughing the soil up with it will help you some too.
Good
luck. I have similar issues with my asparagus. I've got, rather than Bermuda grass, I've got Carolina snail seed that was there in the garden when I started the place, and it's still there. I'm still dealing with it.
Okay. I've been putting my corn gluten meal out this week, and I got a corn patch there. And if I put that corn gluten meal where I plant my corn, would it keep that corn seed from coming up in April or so when I plant it?
That's an interesting question, but usually we don't worry about it too much with large seed like corn. If I don't think it would hurt it at all, it might have a little bit of a delaying action to it, but I don't see it hurt big seed much at all. You might try it in one area or something, kind of as an experiment. I'll just put you in charge of this research, and you let us know how it works, okay?
Will do, Howard. Hey, we appreciate all you do.
Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it a lot. Telephone number, and there's an open line for you now at 866-444-3478. I hear the birds. Does that mean I need to get out of here? Okay. I'll talk about it when I come back, but I want to talk about the black plastic related to mulch of trees and also borers. And if you have something, give me a buzz, 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Tony called in from Gainesville, Texas, and gave us a tip, and he's right. Painting yogurt on stone will help that moss grow. We had a call early in the show about having getting on a statue in the garden, getting some moss to grow. We were talking about milk and sugars and various other things. Yogurt does work, but yogurt might be the best choice. So I hope that caller from before is still listening. Thanks, Tony, for that. That you are exactly right. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and talk to Ken, and then I'll get back to that other thing. I promise I'll do it in Arlington, Texas. What's up, Ken?
Well, not a whole lot. When using the whole ground cornmeal for a fertilizer in your vegetable beds,
right?
Would not using the whole ground cornmeal kind of help prevent seed? Because you got the gluten meal.
Well, no, when you're using cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, and you're using it at the rates that I recommend, you know, up to about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, you're putting out a very, very small amount of corn gluten meal. Corn gluten meal only makes up 10% or less of cornmeal. So you're not putting out the corn gluten meal in a heavy enough way to affect even small seed. So using whole ground cornmeal in your bed preparation, even in beds where you're going to plant small seeds, not a problem at all.
Right, right. I was just going to feed my onions onions.
Well, that's
and my
great.
Spinach.
You can use corn gluten meal around your onions if you used the transplants, the sets. If you use seed, you need to wait to use it until they're up and growing, and then it'd be fine to use them.
That's what I was getting at as far as affecting. I've got a lot of seed that I'm wanting to plant in that vegetable bed.
Well, corn gluten meal is a problem for that. Whole ground cornmeal is not.
Right, because it's the same thing, but a different product.
It's not the same thing.
Corn in the bag.
Corn gluten meal is only 10%, makes up only 10% of cornmeal. So you're putting out whole ground cornmeal, you're putting out a very, very small amount of corn gluten meal. That's why it's not a problem. So put your whole ground cornmeal out, no matter what kind of seed you're planting, and the whole ground cornmeal, corn gluten meal doesn't go out until things from small seed plantings have gotten up and are starting to grow, okay?
Right. Okay. One thing with caterpillars, isn't it a little bit early to see caterpillars eating on your leafy vegetables?
Well, this weather's been so crazy, Ken. Who knows? You know, we've had 80-degree days already, and when you have enough warm weather, you'll have some things happen in an untimely fashion. So, no, it's not out of the question at all.
Okay. Well, I never found the droppings, but they were stuck to my covering, you know, to try to protect from the freezes.
There'll probably just be a few of them. Just hand pick them now. I wouldn't even spray anything like spinosad or BT. And if you put out some, BTI.
Is what I'm thinking of spray.
Or a trichogram of wasp, you might prevent some from coming on later on. But the ones coming out early like that, I would just find them, what you're doing, and pick them, hand pick them, and take care of them that way. Okay.
Okay, my friend. I appreciate it, sir.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, this weather, crazy weather, we're seeing some weird things, and we're going to see more. Okay, back to the mulch thing. We talked about mulching trees properly and what's bad, and what the main thing bad is piling stuff up on the flares and the trunks of the trees. The other thing that's bad, and I wrote a newsletter about it some time ago, and I put the guts of it in this next Dallas Morning News column, and that is that I don't recommend any kind of plastic used under mulch, period, anywhere except, well, I guess one, and this wouldn't really be under mulch. This would be more under gravel and things like that, and that would be in a utility area where you have absolutely no planting at all. If you have a gravel area, or if you're going to put mulch in the area and you're going to do nothing but store things there and you're not trying to grow anything at all, in that one case, it'd be okay to put down these so-called weed-blocking fabrics or solid plastic, either one, to keep the weeds at bay, because you're not going to be managing it like you do your landscape beds and things like that. On the other hand, your landscape beds, you do not ever want to use plastic on the surfaces of the soil that would end up being underneath the mulch, and you especially don't want to do it around trees. It's about the worst thing that you can do. It's either even worse probably than piling the mulch up on the bases of the tree trunks. It's done a lot, too. There's a lot of landscape contractors and landscape advisors that unfortunately still recommend it, and it's bad. I mean, it is destructive to the roots of the trees. It sets up a situation, first of all, where it disturbs the most important part of the soil, the surface under the mulch. The most important part of the soil is the surface that's touching the bottom of proper mulch, shredded native tree trimmings. That's the point where you should be having the ideal temperature, the ideal fertility, the ideal biological activity, the ideal moisture level, everything. If you don't have the mulch there, it's going to foul all that up, right? That's why we want mulch on the soil. But if we put plastic there, we foul that up. We mess it up completely. And if there are tree roots that are under that mulch, you're going to fry them. You're going to prevent the air in and the carbon dioxide out, for one thing, which is a problem. We want that. We want that gas exchange. Plastic, I don't care whether it's perforated, weed-blocking type stuff, or solid plastic, any of them is bad for messing up the gas exchange that's proper and natural and that we want. It's part of the organic program. And then if the mulch gets knocked off, if you use the wrong kind of mulch, like I don't recommend the pine bark, then the mulch gets exposed, the plastic gets exposed, and it looks terrible. And if sun hits it, it absolutely bakes the roots and kills the trees. You want to see a perfect example of it? I've got one for you, and it's easy to find, and it's easy to see. It's Central Expressway. Those of you from out of town, if you come to Dallas, you can see it. You can probably see something similar in your own city, though, wherever you are. But for the people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, just drive Central Expressway, 75. Ball cypress, and there's some other trees, too. But the ball cypress are what are so dramatic. There are a bunch of them that are dying. Several are dead and have already been removed. More are dying. The black plastic is showing. There will be a photograph in my next column about it. There's a photograph currently in the entry on dirtdoctor.com about black plastic or about plastic use in general. And it'll take you to the newsletter that I did that shows photographs of those ball cypress trees probably about 8 years ago or longer, dying and in trouble and all that kind of thing. Today it's even worse. And it's because black plastic was put down on the soil before the mulch was put on, and it has killed the trees. Plus, there's been weeds all over the place. The stuff doesn't work for weed control. They also used it out in the big beds on the slopes on same road, Central Expressway, where they planted shrubs and perennials and all kinds of stuff. They put down this black stuff, and then they put the mulch on top of that after they planted the plants, or they planted through the black plastic. Well, guess what happened? Weeds came up all over the place, solid, including Bermuda grass. And they had to go in, do a tremendous amount of hand work and spraying toxic stuff and everything. Bottom line is, black plastic don't work. Don't use it. If you've got it in your landscaping now, go out and take it out. Pull the mulch back, pull the plastic out, put the mulch back, touching the soil the way it ought to be, the natural way. You'll get back to the right temperature, the right biological activity, the health of roots, the development of mycorrhizal fungus on the roots of your plants, and you'll go where you need to go. The black plastic does absolutely nothing but bad stuff. Now, if you have borers in your trees, and we discovered this accidentally, I've talked about it on the air before, but it's good to repeat it because some people certainly don't get to listen to all 3 hours of the show or anything. But if you have black if you have borers in your trees, and it can be caused by having black plastic around them, by the way, because that stresses the tree. That's a perfect way to set up a severe stress in your plants that leads to other problems, just like it did to the ball cypress on Central Expressway. There's no telling how many thousands of dollars were wasted, one, buying the plastic and installing it in the first place, and then, two, going back and trying to solve the problem, and three, as far as the cypress trees go, the loss of cypress trees, all from the black plastic. Borers in your tree trunks, you know, when you have the dripping, it's wet dripping down the tree, and you obviously have some active borers in the tree trunks, and it can happen to a lot of different trees. It especially happens to trees that have thin bark, like red buds and things like that, some of the maples and some of the things that I don't even recommend anymore, like pistachios and lace bark elms and things like that. In other words, the thin bark trees will tend to have them, or maybe they show up easier because of the thin bark. A lot of the chemical pushers will recommend things like Dursban and Diaznon, things like that. Some things that have been banned now and aren't even on the market anymore, they rue the day that those toxic chemicals went away. The truth is, you didn't need them in the first place. If you use orange oil, and we discovered this accidentally because one of the contractors didn't read my specifications right years ago on a big commercial project in Fort Worth, and they mixed it too real heavily and painted it on the trunk. And I thought they had done, they told me what they did, and I thought they had done some damage, but sure enough, it killed all the borers in the trees and didn't hurt the trees. Well, after that, I had several of my arborist buddies try it at different levels, different concentrations of orange oil. And it turns out that somewhere between 4 ounces, four is probably enough, up to maybe as much as 8 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water painted on the trunks will kill the borers in the tree. It will also kill borers in your firewood, powder post beetles on the wood on your porch, and all related kinds of things. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. It sounds like the birds are easing in on me here, so we'll take a little break and come back.
Good Natured. That's the name of an exceptional line of organic garden and landscape products consisting of fertilizer, pest control, weed control, and soil amendments. You can find Good Natured and other great natural organic products at Dirt Doctor destinations, in independent garden centers, and hardware stores. Good Natured creates products that are safe and simply work better in every way. Look for these great products in Dirt Doctor destinations, and to learn more, go to goodnaturedforall.com. That's goodnaturedforall.com.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to enjoy the amazing health benefits of your own Hot Springs Infrared Spa anytime? Hello, this is Howard Garrett from my friends at Relax Infrared Sauna. I have one of these incredible devices and I absolutely love it. It relieves pain, brings oxygen to your cells. It's great for circulation, deep detox, depression, insomnia, arthritis, neuropathy, inflammation, chronic conditions, and much more. You'll love it too. It's portable, affordable, and simple. It uses medical grade technology and works by delivering beneficial light waves deep inside your body. The result? Increased energy, better sleep, glowing skin, weight loss, wound healing, and much more. It's also healthy for diabetics, heart patients, and children. For the holidays, the Relax Sauna is a perfect gift for anyone. Use promo code THEDIRTDOCTOR at checkout for a special discount. Order now at RelaxSaunas.com. That's RelaxSaunas.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard back with you, and we're going to go next. Let me see where we're going to go. Point, Texas. Is that right, Cindy? If I can get the mouse untangled here. Is that where you are in Point, Texas?
I'm sorry?
Point,
yes,
Texas.
I am at Point.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Okay, I was reading online to looking to build a new raised garden bed, and it said that the new pressure-treated wood is FDA approved and that you can use it for your raised garden beds. It wouldn't leach anything into your food that would hurt you. Are you familiar with that?
Well, sort of. I think that it's better. The chemicals that they use now are better than they used to use. It used to be a combination of chromium and copper and arsenic, which is, you didn't want to have around your food. And there were universities, unfortunately, that were recommending that stuff and railroad ties as well. And both are just incredibly toxic. I think the new products that they're using are basically copper. And copper is a lot better than chromated copper arsenic, that was used before. But too much copper, that's a heavy metal, and too much copper can still be a problem. So I don't have a big problem using it really on raised beds. I wouldn't myself. I'd use natural stone or concrete or something like that, or just slope the edges down. But if you do choose to use that treated lumber, I'd put a piece of plastic or a piece of fiberglass or something between the soil and the wood so that your vegetable plant's roots can't grow over and, grow right against the copper-treated wood.
Right. Okay, so you don't think there's anything harmful in plastic to do that?
Oh, there probably is, but, it's not as bad as heavy metals and things like that. Use fiberglass or something like that if you want to, or you can use metal. You can use some kind of a sheet metal or something like that. But I think it'd be better than being able to directly access the copper. I've always worried about people, and I love copper gutters and downspouts and roofs and things like that, but I've always worried a little bit about, how it gets kind of blue when it comes off of copper roofs around the ground where it drips off. I've always wondered about the buildup of copper there. Not too many people have food crops in that area. It's mostly just landscaping. But it's probably not a problem anymore like it used to be, but just for precaution, I'd put some kind of barrier there.
Okay. All right. And then I have another question. Okay. If I do that peroxide treatment on my soil because it's hard, you know, and compacted, can I follow the same day with cornmeal, gluten, or dry molasses?
Yeah, you can. You say you want to use hydrogen peroxide and then follow up with the other stuff?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
No problem at all. No problem at all. You could actually do them together if you wanted to, but doing them separately, like you suggested, is probably the best way to go, and no problem at all.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. Let's see if I can get my mouse untangled here and get to Keller, Texas, and talk to Kevin this time. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how are you doing this morning, sir?
Doing great. What's going on?
Well, we're wanting to change some of the grass in our front yard. Our Texas ash and glory are starting to finally bloom, and it's kind of providing a lot of shade on the grass. And I was wanting to change it to either the buffalo grass or the Tiff Tuff Bermuda, and I was wondering what your thoughts were.
Well, because of what? Because it's getting more shady?
Oh, yeah, the shade, the grass is really starting to sparse out, and when the ash blooms, it shades the whole area.
Okay, neither one of those are going to do any good in the shade long-term for you, Kevin, so it's probably not going to be a really good investment for you to go. I tell you what to look at. There's a tiff that's more like a common Bermuda grass that's called Celebrity. And I think that's the name of it. Celebrity's been being used by some of the golf course superintendents and designers, too, I guess, in roughs where there's a fairly heavy shade. Royal Oaks in Dallas has used it. And the last time I saw it, it was really looking very good. So take a look at that. The classic better way to go would be St. Augustine grass. Can take more shade than any of the turf grasses. But if you want to do a Bermuda-type grass, the Celebrity probably is worth looking at. They keep coming up with buffalo grasses that they say can grow in the shade. And unfortunately, we just never do see, you know, that much great results out of it.
Okay. All right, so Celebrity, and the other one was St. Augustine?
Yeah, just St. Augustine in general can take more shade than any of the other turf grasses.
Okay.
So you can use
all
that.
Right.
Now, any of them, including St. Augustine grass, once the trees get really dense and really provide a lot of shade all day long, none of the grasses work well at that point. And you have to think about doing what I've done at our home, and that is start to go to ground covers and ferns of various kinds and shade-loving things that can grow in that shade.
Perfect.
Okay?
Thanks for your time.
I appreciate you calling. All that's covered in all my books, especially the ones that are the landscaping-type books, but the one that's the turf book, it's one of the newer books I've done, can help you with that as well. I've enjoyed being with you. If you're in Bell County here in Belton, Texas, come by the Mother Earth News Fair and shake hands. I'd love to see you and chat a while. And if not, I'll see you next week for more of this talk on the natural organic gardening that we recommend. And we recommend it for a very specific reason. It works better in every way. I'll see you next time.